Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Welcome in to All Pro Lines, the podcast. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you you guys having us in your ear holes. Doing a slow fade today. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Aaron Hodges, our former producer, who was able to set up all this good stuff for me and help learn me as much as he could. I'm still an idiot, but I'm getting better. As you see, it's a slow fade. It's harder to do on here than it should be. But anyway, there we go. All right, that's enough. Fading, and then we pause, and then we focus on you. Welcome in. We already got people live in the thing. We apologize for last week. The Facebook Live thing was screwed up for 29 minutes and then magically fixed itself, which does prove, for the record, that it wasn't my fault. And we appreciate those of you who came and joined us anyway, particularly Ron Milford, who was right there as soon as the thing was up and running. Hey, Ron, I see you're here today, man. Good to see you, buddy. We appreciate you. We have some great fans, Ron among them for sure. Yeah, lots to talk about. I've been traveling. I was at the Atlanta Punchline all weekend. What a pleasure. Oh my goodness, what a pleasure. It was so nice to just like be a comic in a good club and not worry about some of the promotion details and hang with friends and see my mom and my brother and his buddies, and I had scattered friends from all over the high school universe, and some of my good friends came, and I went and hung and drank some beer with some folks, and I took my aunt to her pulmonary appointment and did some yard work for mom, and it was the full range of things. I slept a lot to try to catch up with my crazy schedule. I did a podcast while I was there. I ran some errands. I mailed some things. I tried to get a watch battery. It was the full slate of life, but it included a lot of friends and family and comedy, like my three favorite things. So, and beer, which is also probably top five. All right. what's up, Jerry? Thanks for joining us, man. So catching up a little bit on all the news, basically the big news, as far as I'm concerned, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers suck at football right now. That's kind of fun. Falcons had a tough day against the Bengals. I don't know if that's really surprising. We had a couple of brutal injuries. These young kids, I feel bad for them. We've had a couple of teams that they're proving themselves to actually be good. It's fun to watch. I can't wait to watch tonight, actually. Monday nights, always a pleasure. Let's do a couple plugs. We'll do some jokes, and we'll bring in our guest, Ryan Chambers. Somebody said to me, they enjoyed this season of kind of checking in with different fan bases from around the country. We got a Seahawks fan tonight. We will ask him questions about his team, and it'll be good to talk to our old friend Ryan Chambers. That'll be in just a few minutes. All right, a couple plugs. Monkey Knife Fight is our sponsor. If you've never done it, it's not fantasy, and it's not traditional sports betting. It's props. It's, overs and unders on passing yards and receiving yards and rushing yards, and you pick a couple players, you pick the over and the under, you know, you throw down a few bucks and makes the games more fun to watch, especially for Monday nights, Sunday nights, Thursday nights. It's perfect. The island games. Then you have one game, you have a little action on it. It just makes it more fun. Monkey Knife Fight, check them out. They're our guys. And their website is just a tad clunky, but everything else is great. The props are fun. The payouts are fast. The odds are good. The situation is good. I like to bet overs on stuff because then you actually root for things to happen. Betting unders is weird, right? Because you're kind of rooting for nothing to happen in a game, which actually on some of these island games the last few nights would be a very good bet. We have had some atrocious offenses. And Bears-Patriots could be a defensive, you know, we'll see. Well, that's why we watch the games. Anyway, Monkey Knife Fight, use the code ALLPROLINES, no spaces, and they'll throw you an extra $100 to match whatever you put in. You put in 10, they give you an extra 10. You put in 30, they give you an extra 30. Up to 100 with the code ALLPROLINES. It costs you nothing. They throw a few shekels my way, and everybody's happy. All right. Gigs. I got some great gigs coming up. Farmington, New Mexico. Makes no sense that gig is great, and somehow it is. It's awesome. It's at the airport. It's a bar at the airport. And you don't have to go through security to get into it. It's the local bar is at the airport. It makes no sense. And it's great. I've done it a few times, and it's always been fun. So Farmington, Albuquerque, Sioux Falls, Nevada, Iowa, and Waterford, Michigan, all on the docket here in the rest of this calendar year. Come check me out on the road. I've never loved stand-up more. I may or may not be the best I've ever been, but I've certainly enjoyed it the most I've ever have. And the first part's debatable. I'm feeling good about where I am professionally and creatively. So come join me. Check out the social media platforms at All Pro Lines and all the big four, including TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever your favorite is. Give us a follow and follow the Kostaki accounts as well, because I'm doing different stuff and posting more content. I just posted like a goofy crowd work thing from the punchline. I'm definitely doing more content now than I used to. And even the YouTube page for Kostaki Economopolis, that's a deep dive and free Kostaki fun. And I'm posting the mini helmet theater and some of the other stuff on there as well. Also come to Patreon, vote with your dollars. That's the best way to do things in the modern world. Tell people you like stuff with a few bucks here and there, and you help steer the world ever so gently down the path that you enjoy. So that's how we do in the modern world with Patreon. All right, let me shift back into producer mode here. Let's check the board. We got some more people chiming in. Did you see the video? Oh, Chuck says, did you see the officials after the Bucks game getting Mike Evans autograph? No, I didn't see that. It's great. Mike Evans is one of the best wide receivers. He's certainly one of the best right now. And I think you could have a conversation about him being one of the best of all time. Andreas and I saw him live in Tampa one time. Man, that guy is amazing. Yeah, Lafayette is on the, that's right. Good point, Jack. First week of January, I just booked. I didn't even know it was public yet. It looks like I'm going to do Lafayette, Terre Haute, and a little tiny speck of a town south of Indianapolis. I'll get you guys some more details on that soon. You guys saying hello to each other. Josh Kowal was able to come out. He was one of our guests recently. He came to the show on Thursday night in Atlanta. Barry, one of our favorites. Good to see you, Barry. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, okay. Good to see you guys. Very nice. All right, let's see if we have the volume right. We'll do this little ditty right here. What if I do it again? I like this one. It's good to hear Glenn's voice. Glenn might be our guest next week. He's had some technical difficulties, and we're going to sort him out. Tell us again, Glenn, what's happening? Can you tell us now? What about
the
now?
The two-minute drill.
All right. All right, you get the idea. Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are losing again, and I don't just mean invites to Thanksgiving, although they are losing those too. Yeah, Brady and Rodgers both got upset, and not just by kids running across their lawns. At this point, they're the two old guys from the Muppet Show. Why do these old guys suck all of a sudden? They can't find the plays because the team is now posting them on TikTok. Is that what's happening? Brady and Rodgers both had embarrassing losses. I haven't seen this many old man tears since B. Arthur stopped putting out. You see, that's an old reference. That's for Tom Griswold. Brady and Rodgers were going to meet and commiserate over a meal today, but neither could get to the other by 4 p.m. dinner. They're an odd couple for dinner. Brady doesn't eat anything with carbs, and Rodgers doesn't eat anything without psilocybin. So they could theoretically split an organic avocado lightly spiked with ayahuasca or mushrooms or something. Maybe that. Are the Packers cheese toast? What's happening to the Packers? Their game took forever. It was so long during the game, Britain had two prime ministers. Amari Rodgers muffed a punt, dropped a key pass, and the Packers lost. He's now public enemy number one in Wisconsin, narrowly beating out the breathalyzer. The Packers are so disappointing. They should be sponsored by those old fat-free Alestra chips that caused anal leakage. That was a bad product. Rodgers said this might be the best thing for his team. No, Aaron, this is the best thing for the other team to lose terribly, to get smashed, and to have no hope. Forget Tua. Can we get Rodgers in concussion protocol? Rodgers said nobody expects him to beat Buffalo this week. Finally, something Aaron Rodgers says everyone in America can agree on. So that's good. Brady said, quote, nobody is happy about where we're at. Well, I, for one, am happy about where he's at. Tied with the shitty Falcons who aren't even trying to win. I love that. You know who else is unhappy about where he's at? English teachers. You can't end a sentence like that. That's a preposition. Come on. I know you're used to hanging out with football players and supermodels with that kind of terrible grammar, but you're about to be done with both of these groups of people. Clean it up a little. Carolina walloped Tampa Bay 21-3. How mad is Tom Brady when his team scores fewer points than he has Super Bowl rings? That's. The Buccaneers got their asses kicked by maybe the worst team in the league. Pirates haven't been this embarrassed since they lost to Tom Hanks. Huh? All right, to celebrate the Dolphins' perfect season, they offered 1972 price concessions at the stadium. For 75 cents, you could get a Coke and a handful of Quaaludes. It's 1972, everybody. It's been a minute. 50 years. It's hard to believe. The Dolphins are good, which ironically sounds like a statement that would make you fail a concussion test. This man thinks the Dolphins are good. Get him into surgery immediately. No, they're actually good. It's weird. Christian McCaffrey now a Niner. Let's see how it goes. Usually when a super Christian goes to San Fran, it ends badly for everybody. Could have been worse. Could have gone to Detroit. Christians and Lions, not historically great mix. He's got a rough injury history, and the Niners have a rough injury history. I'm surprised he didn't tear an ACL during the contract signing. And finally, Rams owner, this is a pun, but it's a good pun. It's written by a friend of mine. Eric Schaus. Kudos to Eric Schaus for this joke. Rams owner Stan Kroenke's been ordered to pay $571 million to St. Louis for moving the team to Los Angeles. Talk about an arch nemesis. You're not going to hear a better pun than that. What do you want in life? Okay.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Let's bring in our guest. Ryan Chambers has been patiently waiting. What's up, buddy?
Of all the reasons to hate Tom Brady, you go after his grammar. I love it.
No, why not? He's not happy with where he's at.
No, hey, I love a grammar joke. It's terrific.
You're a grown-up. Talk like a grown-up. All right, quick intro for Ryan. Dad, fireman, good guy, beer drinker, out there, out west, Seahawks fan.
Way out west. Yes, sir.
Way out west. How are you? We thought your team was going to be terrible, and they're actually pretty good. How's this happening? How is this landing on your brain?
I don't know how anything happened in the Seahawks news in like the last 6 months, right? Like, do you remember you were up here in Richland last June, was it, right? And we were talking about, like, what's the future in Seattle? And I was like, nothing. There's no future in Seattle. We're rebuilding this year. And now we're leading the NFC West. I don't know how that happened. I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's everything. Everything's coming up Seahawks. It's amazing. It's I mean, granted, the Rams haven't played week seven yet for them. They're still 3-3. So could be tied with the Rams. But I can't remember the last time the Seahawks were playing this well. It's exciting. I love it.
It is exciting. And the other teams in the division are kind of disappointing based on what we thought was going to happen too, right?
Yes. I mean, it was really cool to see, you know, you can't like San Francisco, right? And be a Seahawks fan. And so it was cool to see them pick up Christian McCaffrey and get walloped.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And then last week with Arizona, it's, yeah, I don't know. I think everything we thought about the NFC West was off.
In your favor on every front. The Cardinals aren't as good as we thought. The Rams aren't as good as we thought. The Niners aren't as good as we thought. And the Seahawks are way better than anyone would have thought. So what, it's like a dream come true for your
I owe Pete Carroll an apology for sure.
Now, is the quarterback for real, or is he just having a good run?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. He's not Russell Wilson. You can safely say he's not Russell Wilson, but I don't want him to be. He seems to be working well in the scheme of things. And, you know, Kenneth Walker's for real.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Dude, he's fun to watch.
He's great. He's amazing. The media wouldn't shut up about he was running 22 miles an hour yesterday, which is faster than anyone else in the NFL this year. Does that mean anything? No, but like, dude, I love what they've got going on this year. Maybe Geno's for real.
There's a fluidity to the way he runs. It's really beautiful to watch. He's got power and grace. It's an interesting combination. I think he's going to be a real superstar in the league for the next few years. I hope so. I got him on a couple of fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
And yeah. I'm a fan. I think he was, because of all the buzz about Breece Hall, he was sort of the quiet, like, you know, the second best running back was sort of where he was labeled by humanity this year. So
yeah.
I'm happy for him that he's having a breakout and he's on a good team. Nobody thought the team would be good, you know, to pick a fantasy running back on a shitty team who's a rookie and unproven. It's a little risky, right? But
for sure.
Yeah, he looks good. So in your part of the world, is the narrative sort of I feel like when Brady left, we had this, was it Belichick? Was it Brady? And all of the signs immediately after they parted ways were, it's all Brady and Belichick sucks. Now, obviously that's an overreaction to the facts of the case, but are you guys having a similar debate about sort of this kind of slow churn it, run the ball, play good defense versus Russell Wilson cooking and he's gone now, he's terrible. And the Seahawks are better than anybody thought. Is everyone just like, hey, we were wrong about Russell Wilson? It's all the coaching.
Okay. We've had some bad coaches for sure. Kenny Norton sucked. I didn't like Schottenheimer. But I have this group chat with my three brothers, and all we do is talk football and nonsense. And that's been like the last 6 weeks of turn. Like, what is the deal? How much were we truly wrong about Pete Carroll? Because it really seemed like he was the problem. And I don't think he was. Russell Wilson was the problem. And I think the coaching staff this year is kind of firing on all cylinders.
It's amazing. This is an outcome nobody saw coming. And it must be so gratifying to Pete Carroll and sort of the run the ball sort of ethic, you know, that sort of cluster of characters who believe in this system, to bring in a kid no one thought would still an NFL quarterback and just win. And, you know, it proved that they could do it without Russell. And Russell's failing miserably so far this year.
I'm not always a person who's here for shouting, but I am really enjoying Broncos games right now. It's like the most fun hate watching you can have. Oh my goodness.
All right. Can I ask you to flesh that out a little bit? Cause I have another, my buddy Glenn, who was there when you and the different Glenn Edgman, when we were out there, he's a big Seahawks fan too. And I was surprised that he had a little bit of like, you know, he's a little angry at Russell. Help me with that from the Seahawks fan base point of view.
Well, I mean, if you can look at it in reverse, right? And you're like, well, Pete Carroll just loves running. And Russell loves throwing huge bombs. And he's good at it. And, well, like, looking back, what's caused the most destruction and what's caused the most success is the run game was the success. And the throwing Super Bowl 49, right? At the one.
Yeah, right.
And I think, if I'm not mistaken, he did that this year in Denver and got picked at the one. And I was, oh, no, no, wait, hold on. I think it was in game one when he was playing Seattle. He got picked at the one, and I was just like, is Super Bowl 49 Russell Wilson's fault? Plus, there's something else. I mean, like, he's a big personality. Everybody loved seeing him. The guy went to Children's Hospital every Tuesday and spent the day just visiting kids. He's a great guy. And to see him leave his team that he's been faithful to and, you know, led to a Super Bowl, it sucked having the guy leave and then get a huge payday. The other side of that is it's really cool having a team that doesn't – that has cap space, you know?
Yeah, right.
We can hire people. It's neat.
Right. And you get this – I mean, it's kind of – it hasn't been talked about in the national media. It's probably more covered in your part of the world, but I feel like you unloaded a giant contract and you got a bunch of draft picks, and the kid that you're paying peanuts to is got better stats than Russell. It's kind of a win-win-win right now for the Seahawks.
Yeah. 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 I mean, I can't speak for everybody's glee at Russell Wilson's demise, but It's good to know that your team is still good, even right, though you took a big hit or a perceived hit.
Yeah. Oh, Susan Clark is chiming in. I love your grammar jokes, and she spelled your YOU'RE.
You are.
See what I did jokes there? That's nice. That's good writing, Susan. Susan Hauk Clark. All right, let's do some kudos, shall we? Taps on the back. All right. I'll go first here. We sort of mentioned him already. I want to give my kudos to Breece Hall. This kid just tore his ACL yesterday. He's going to be out for the year. It's a ridiculous uphill climb. He was on three of my five fantasy teams. I love this kid. He was emerging into a juggernaut. Listen to this stat. I just happened to stumble upon. Through the first six games, he had almost 400 rushing yards and over 200 receiving. He wasn't even the full-time back yet for some of those games. Only Saquon Barkley and Kareem Hunt have surpassed those numbers since 1995. Hmm. That's a pretty good company to be in. And he had taken over the job and was on his way to maybe the number one pick in a dynasty startup. I mean, he's that good. And a pleasure to watch. And I'm heartbroken for the – I mean, you know, fantasy players always bitch and moan about – there's a human being whose life is turned upside down. Like, have some empathy. So – kudos to you, Breece Hall. Get better, man. I look forward to watching you run the ball again next year, man.
Give me that some was a taps. Tough one. That guy is great. And I hate to see a rookie get an injury like that. I'm hoping he bounces back well.
Awful. Awful. All right, give me some taps there, Ryan. Who'd you see up there?
You, like? You know, I'm always going to be accused of being a homer. But here's kind of the right. So I kind of thought of the Geno Smith, Russell Wilson type of situation. I was like, what's a good analogy for this? And I was thinking, like, do you ever have maybe a high school situation or a celebrity couple or wherever, and they split up and she goes and dates this idiot to make the ex-boyfriend feel jealous or whatever, right? That's Geno Smith in this scenario. Because he's kind of the stooge in the whole – he's the one who gets crapped on in the conversation, like, oh, Seattle had to get Geno Smith, and he's quietly, and the taps are definitely for his success, but also because he's been quiet about it. He hasn't been in the media being a jerk and running his mouth. He's just quietly led his team to the top of the NFC West, and that's awesome. I like
it. Yeah, I agree. It's fun to watch, and it's a perfect segue to...
But now it's time for which comes first. Oh, yes, it's time for which comes first. Now tell me, will this happen before that happens? It's time for which comes first.
All right, Ryan Chambers, which comes first? A change at quarterback in Tampa or Seattle? That's really my question. Like, are they going to keep him around? Is this their new plan? Is it working well enough that that's plan A now?
I mean, do you extend Geno Smith? That's a good question.
He's going to be a bargain, relatively speaking, right?
Probably. I mean, I guess it depends on the rest of the season. If he leads him to anything more than a winning season, I can't see why they wouldn't extend him. And I want to see Tom Brady leave the NFL and disappear forever. I mean, would I? Do sure. I answer this with sure a lot. What I wanted? Yeah. Carolina traded away two really good players and then beat the pants off of Tom Brady, and that was awesome. So I'm going to say, yeah, we got to have a quarterback change in Tampa.
That'll happen first, right? He'll stay and play every minute of this season, and then goodbye, right?
Yeah.
And Geno comes back and is the starter on day one in 2023?
I mean, truthfully, like, there's a lot of other really good things happening in Seattle, so I can understand why they would put money towards a quarterback next year. But he's not doing bad, so yeah, I say quarterback change in Tampa.
Okay, I think you're right. I think I agree with you. I'd like,
Geno
I'd
Smith,
like
to be 2023.
I like to be a contrarian on these things, but I think you got it right.
It's good.
Where does DK Metcalf rank on the list of current NFL wide receivers? Not for fantasy, in life, in real football life. He's kind of underutilized, I feel like, in the current universe, but
yes,
he's still great. He's quietly great.
He is. I wonder if they haven't quite figured out their air game yet in Seattle, like to throw to DK. Because he's really great at yards after catch, and he's big and strong and fast, and they could be throwing more to him. I think he is. Where does he rank in Seattle, or where does he rank in the NFL?
No, in the NFL, but Seattle, he's number one. Who are you gonna put? Come on, who are you put? Will Disley? You're gonna argue with me about Will Disley?
No, I have Lockett's, been with Will Disley fine. In fantasy, and he annoys me. So
Lockett's fine. He's a very good NFL receiver. I like Lockett. Lockett actually came and did an interview with me and Willie when we were at the Super Bowl. He's great. I liked him a lot.
That's cool.
But I don't think he's DK Metcalf good. That's my personal opinion.
I think Lockett is a very good technical receiver. Like
he's great.
He gets his routes right. He gets his feet right. Like, he's just stinking cool that way. And he catches unbelievable things, but he doesn't have the build. He doesn't have the big body that to just charge through the, I don't know where DK Metcalf's right. I think he's better than most of the receivers in the NFL.
You're squishy. Okay. If we start listing,
okay,
there's a few that you put ahead of him, probably without too much debate, right?
Chase. Give me five guys, and I'll tell you where I rank him in that list.
Okay, so you got Jamar Chase and Cooper Kupp and the kid in Minnesota. What's his name with the J? That kid, he's good. There's probably three or four or five guys that we could name and that you'd put ahead of him, but I think it's a pretty short list. That's my point.
Yeah. I think he's.
Jerry says Diggs. I'll grant you Diggs.
Diggs is on the list. You know, Diggs is on the list. I mean, not to take anything away from him, but he's also got Josh Allen throwing to him. So, like, that gives him a
a boost, that helps. Right?
That's an adder. That's
Chase Cup, Jefferson, Diggs. Those are the four that I had in my head. Ron Milford is chiming in here. I agree with those four. And you might put Tyreek Hill, and there's probably another few that you might put ahead of him, but I put DK right in that conversation for that sort of second five. You know what I mean? I think he's that good.
He might be better than Cup.
Kind of quiet. He's quiet this year. You think he's better than Cup right now?
He might be better than Cup. Other than that, I think he's in the four spot there.
I think he'll be better than Cup eventually, but this year I'm going to give Cup he's an unstoppable monster. He's such a technician, and he's so consistent with his hands too. You're making my point. He's in the conversation pretty quick after the first handful of characters.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here.
But again, he doesn't have a quarterback throwing to him all the time, and they don't have their air balls figured out yet.
Right. Right.
You know, okay. Cup's from my neighborhood of the world. He's from Eastern Washington here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know people I know people who know him. It's weird. It's weird to see him on TV.
Worst name drop ever. Okay.
That was terrible. That was
next segment.
All right. All right, kids. Put your thinking caps on. It's quiz time.
All right, Ryan Chambers, name the NFC South team that's at 500. You got Bucks, Falcons, Panthers, Saints to choose from here. No cheating out there in the peanut gallery, but you guys can chime in.
It's not the Falcons.
It is not.
I'm going to go Saints.
It's a bit of a trick question, I got to say. The answer is none of them are 500. Oh. How shitty is this division? The Bucks and Falcons are tied atop the division at 3-4. And the Panthers and Saints are both 2-5.
Oh, I don't know anything about that then.
What the hell is going on in this division? We thought the Saints were going to be good. The Bucks were going to be fantastic. We didn't think too much of the Panthers and Falcons, but cripes, there's not even a 500 team. What are they doing over there? And that's the sad thing. Brady's still going to win this fucking division without even trying. Who else is going to do it? It's some combination of Marcus Mariota and PJ Walker. And who's even the good? There's nobody over there that's even remotely. Taysom Hill, if he takes over the job.
And speaking of getting burned in fantasy, Taysom Hill.
I didn't want to talk fantasy. You put a bunch of fab in on Taysom Hill.
Okay, so
and then you mentioned the one game.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened in that league is that I did not know that we had $100 per season. I thought we had $100 a week.
So
I'm sure I like clicked through a bunch of like tutorials and was like, yeah, I'll go back to that later. But I'm out of that and I'm out of money and whatever. Just wait till next year.
But Taysom Hill, I mean, at the beginning of the season could be a fantastic pickup. If he continues to be used at some, you know, especially if you don't have one of the top two or three tight ends, then you're just in fucking fluke land anyway. You may as well have a guy who could score 35 fantasy points once in a while.
Once in a while is, I mean, that's like saying my truck starts most days, right?
Yeah.
It's fine. Not really. Every now and again, that airplane doesn't crash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very useful.
No, it's not.
All right. So this is your first dynasty league, right?
Yes.
Me too. But tell me how you feel. Quick overview for the listeners. Most fantasy football leagues, you do a draft at the beginning of the season. You play for the season. The next year, you start over from scratch. Sometimes you have keepers, a couple of keepers here and there that you keep from the year prior, sort of reward you for finding diamonds in the rough. And that's kind of fun because there's a year-to-year sort of thread. But Dynasty is like it's a whole new ball game, baby. You draft once ever, and you have in our case, a roster of 20 guys that you can keep indefinitely. Now, obviously, you're picking up and dropping characters as you go, but you don't ever have another draft again. You could conceivably have a handful of guys for 10 years, right? I love it. I've had the worst luck. I mean, I have, we extended the IR roster slots in part for my team, and I have filled them up. I have DK Metcalf in one of these in this league, and he's going to probably sit on that IR slot for a couple of weeks and hopefully not for the rest of the year. That's yet to be determined. I also made a cottage industry out of definitely having the Niners running back, because I had Eli Mitchell, and then I have Jeff Wilson, and then I have all the other little tangential just in case Terrion Davis Price, and then they trade for Christian McCaffrey, and all of that work goes away. It's over. None of those guys are ever making a dent in anything ever. It's tricky. It's a tricky beast, dynasty. I answered my question instead of you, but I love it. It's not going well for me, but I still love the idea of it.
Yeah. You know, it's really fun. It's like what's tricky for me is I'll sit down to like go through my fantasy stuff, and I'm like, I'll go through, cause I'm in three leagues too. And I'm like, go through this league and I got to drop that guy cause he's hurt, or, you know, he's on bye and I got to fit somebody in here. So I'll drop this guy and I'll drop this guy. And then I go into the dynasty league and I'm like, oh, I got to drop this guy. And I drop him and I'm like, whoa. Dang it. I can't drop him. It's just,
he might be a star in 7 years. We got to hold on to that guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is that kind of like, crazy reach type of stuff where you're shooting for the moon. But
I got a few of those. I have Kenny Golladay on my team still. I have Odell Beckham Jr. and Calvin Ridley, who won't play till next year, and Will Fuller. I have Will Fuller. Who did he fall off the earth? Where's Will Fuller right now?
I forgot he existed.
I know. So did the league.
Yeah. Right. So did his coach. That's funny. Yeah, no, dynasty's fun. It's great. But yeah, it's a learning curve for sure.
Oh, my team sucks this year. This might be my first time I get to experiment with the idea of tanking. I don't want to. I want to be good and competitive till the end, but
yeah.
The injuries. I already was thin at running back, and then just, you know, Rashad Penny, goodbye. Eli Mitchell, goodbye. Jeff Wilson, bye-bye. It's just like my guys are just disappearing, and the wideouts too. Traylon Burks hurt. You know, it's Marquise Brown out.
Marquise Brown.
Like, and Kyle Pitts, who was my number one overall pick, is having the most ridiculously bad statistical year. He still looks good, but cripes, the Falcons were down 21-0 in this game. And what's their response to that? Run the ball. What is this team doing?
Oh my gosh. Hey, what happened with now let's talk fantasy. I'll ask you. Fantasy is really fun. I like this isn't dynasty's not experimental. It is for me. I really enjoy that kind of stuff. A couple of years ago I did with my three brothers, we just had a four-person league with a crazy number of people and no bench. So,
oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So bye week comes around, you just have to drop Tom Brady or whoever and hope you can pick him up the next week.
Right.
Or you hold on to him and take the L and maybe you'll recover next week or whatever.
Oh, I love this.
It was really, really fun. You can only do it with, I think we had two quarterbacks, three wide receivers, three running backs, tight end. And yeah, anyway, it was really fun. Just chaotic, but fun.
See, I'm such a fantasy dork. I love to hear about weird variations like that. I think that's awesome. So did you have playoffs or did you just have whoever had the best record won outright? Four teams. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Cause every other week every 2 weeks you're playing the same person again. And yeah. I honestly don't remember. That was a few.
I want to try because I have some wild variations in my handful of leagues. In my old home league, we have no waivers. So if you're watching a game and a running back goes down, you could pick up his backup right then in real time. And that's fascinating and weird and interesting.
Like during the game?
Yeah. We also have no Cowboys allowed on any team at any moment.
I'm on board.
Fun and weird. And it's not PPR. It's old school. So it's a little more running back oriented, which I like. In my league with my brother and his buddies, we have individual defensive players, which is kind of hard to keep up with, but fun to root for once in a while.
I want to do that sometime, but that seems like it would take a lot of brain power.
Yeah. On the other hand, they're somewhat replaceable. You don't have to make yourself too crazy. You just have three guys that are, they're generally linebackers because you want tackles, right? It's fun. It's fun. And there's variation. You know, the league we play at All Pro Lines League is 16 teams. Preposterous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I played in that league 1 year and it was like, good luck, buddy.
Yeah. 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 You got Breece Hall. You're toast. I actually have Breece Hall in that league. And I've never had this before. Certainly not in that league. I have so many running backs that losing one of the best ones in the league is going to be fun.
Wow. Good for you.
That's unheard of. Yeah. It's, we'll see. I mean, I'd much rather have Breece Hall, but I got a pile of them. It's going to be all right. Yeah, I love fantasy. I want to try all the weird stuff. Have you ever done a, what do they call it? A vampire league?
No. What's this?
I think maybe I have the name wrong. Somebody chime in and correct me if I got this wrong. Let's say you have 12 teams, right? One team doesn't get any players, is not in the draft. And then he picks up players from the waiver as soon as the draft's over, like the best of what's left. And then if he wins a game, he gets to pick a player off of the team that he wins, that he beats. Cool. And so if he gets a little momentum sort of mid-season, he could take over and win the whole thing. So when you play against him, you're a big favorite at the beginning of the year. But if you lose, he snakes your whatever, Ramondre Stevenson. He just plucks him from your team.
That's amazing. That's really, I mean, vampire is the right name for that, if that's right.
Cool. And then there's one where you don't play head-to-head. You just play, everyone gets a score, and whoever's last gets kicked out every week like Survivor. So you just have to not be last until there's one team left.
All right.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, although like, what are you going to do? Watch for the rest of the season if you're out in week one?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's like, I just got kicked out of my Survivor pool. I picked Tom Brady to win and they'll teach me. He was a 13-point favorite over a team that just traded their best player and has an XFL quarterback. How do they lose to that team?
Tom Brady sucks. Let's just say it. I hate him. He sucks.
Definitely doesn't suck, but he's struggling.
He doesn't. He's the best, but
he's having a tough year. Yeah, I want to do all the variations. I like, and I keep hearing like in the Scott Fish Bowl, where every year they do like one weird rule tweak. Sometimes it's like a freaky amount of points to tight ends or.
Oh, is that like where if you win, you get to pick the rule? Is that the deal?
No. Scott Fish, it's a big charity thing. It's amongst sort of like fantasy analysts and like football nerds. Right. It's a charity thing that he started years ago. But everybody in the industry sort of references it because it's like their super fun thing they do. But I like that idea. If you win, you get to have a weird wrinkle for a year. That'd be fun.
I think
1 year in the Scott Fish Bowl, they did like a huge number of negative points for interceptions. Like, you know, weird wrinkles like that, that kind of are part That's of the fun. Decision calculus when you're drafting, you know?
Sure.
I like that stuff. I like the variations. It's fun.
Yeah. I really like the Pick'em League. Shout out to the Pick'em League.
Yeah, that's right. Come join us. We're still doing it, and we do have some season long prizes that you won't qualify to win those. But every week we're giving away prizes, including 4 tickets to see me, and they're good indefinitely wherever you are. Eventually, I'll come to you, and we'll weasel you in. Just that's the weekly prize. Every week you could win that, and that one's fun because it's confidence pool. It's not just against the spread. It takes some real doing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you look at the numbers from this last week?
I haven't looked at – I generally kind of catch up with everything on Monday night during the game. And then I see, like, there's usually two or three characters who are still alive to win it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been fun. Bob Kavoyan plays with us and Willie Griswold and, you know, a bunch of the guys that you know from here. Barry Weekman and Ron Milford and, you know, all these guys. Andreas plays. It's fun.
Glenn's in, isn't he?
No, he's a wuss.
Aaron Hodges is on this list, but he's picked zero.
Yeah, he hasn't played so this far. Year. He's still on the invite list from last year.
Yeah. Randy's in.
And Aaron Hodges has become the weirdest hermit of all time. He'll come back out of his shell.
He'll come out someday.
I can't get him to do anything right now.
Yeah. Now, what I really like about the pick'em is, like, you know, some weeks will just be all upsets all day long. And, you know, you look at that particular line for the game and only whatever the Thursday night game, I don't remember was now, but only two people picked it correctly. And so I'm like, were these people, did they just push the wrong button or what?
Yeah, they got drunk and fell down. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So good job to those two guys. It's fun. I like pick'em.
Yeah, come join us. I'll do the plug. It's on the links in the bio on Instagram and Twitter at All Pro Lines. Come join us. It's free. We ask that you make a donation to the V Foundation. We suggest it's $30. It could be two. It could be 200. Just do whatever you can. Come join us. It's a good time. It makes it fun to watch the game. It's another fun bonus to watching the games, and especially on the island games and the, you know, the games you might not otherwise care about the outcome. Suddenly you're like, oh, if they win here and then this happens, I'm going to win the week. You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, brother. Thanks for coming on, man.
Lots of fun.
Okay. A couple more plugs as we run out of here. Come join us at Patreon. Go to Patreon and just type in at All Pro Lines. Follow the YouTube channel, Kostaki Economopolis YouTube. Go on a deep dive for some free Kostaki comedy. Come join the socials at All Pro Lines on your favorite social media platforms. Monkey Knife Fight, use the code All Pro Lines. Get a t-shirt, get a mug, support the brand, All Pro Lines. Those links are also on Instagram and Twitter in the main bio page. Ryan Chambers, it's a pleasure, man. Thanks for being here. We will talk to you guys again next week. Oh, wait, I thought it would have been a good time to play the music. Hold on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.